This is the program for the week of July 31st, and the music of Andre Lewis at AndreLewis.com. Hi, I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena. Oh, everybody's talking at me, Mr. Harry Nilsson, complaining about that. But we've got some wonderful folks coming on this show at the very last minute who are not complaining that everybody is talking at them. We're going to bring them in just a minute. Let me just do one little thing here. There we go. Okay, got to get the technical gremlins and gurus and, oh gosh, all these other things straight. Before we get going with this show, let me first welcome all of you. Thank you for being here and let you know that the show that we were going to have, which will be a wonderful show dealing with the life of Anne Sullivan Macy, has been rescheduled to August the 13th or August the 14th if you're in UTC land. So fear not, that show will happen. It's just a question that our guest had something come up in her own life, whatever that may have been, and she was just not able to be with us. When we do that show, I really hope you'll return, because not only will you hear the voice of Helen Keller, but you will also hear the voice of Anne Sullivan Macy. But on to this show. If you're listening at any time other than 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern on a Sunday night in North America, or a bright and early Monday UTC at 1 Universal, any time other than that, it's a repeat. Put your feet up, get your favorite beverage. Lately, mine's been coffee. That's a whole other subject. And enjoy the show. The number to call if you are listening live is 866-666-7926. And I'm going to click on the little phone patch here button. And I'm going to bring in my friend and co-host from last week, who's still helping me out this week because I'm still coughing and sneezing like crazy, Jeff Bishop. Hello, Dr. Bishop.
Hello, Marlena. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm better than I was last week, but I'm not as good as I ought to be. So, boy, am I glad that you're willing to fill in.
Yeah. No problem.
You want to introduce our guests, and then you have to let me say something after you do.
Okay.
This is all rehearsed, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, we practiced this.
Righto. We sure did, exactly. With 2 hours notice.
We're professional radio broadcasters.
Righto.
Well, this week, we thought we would bring on representatives from a very interesting website entitled VIP Conduit. And we have Parker Waddington and Becky Buckner here with us tonight to talk to us all about what VIP Conduit is, how it works, and how you can get involved with a very, very interesting and very dynamic website.
Okay, so, and now it's my turn to say something. Hey, Becky, you're on my show.
Hey, Marlena, isn't this neat? I thought I would be listening tonight and not a guest, but this is so cool.
Becky,
thank you so much.
Becky used to call my music shows a lot, and if she couldn't call, she'd send me email, and I'd always love it when Becky would send me email, and now you're on my show. Woohoo!
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll shut up now. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. And Parker, how about want to say something there?
Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Marlena. It's nice to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Are you hearing him okay, Marlena?
Yeah.
He is kind of low.
Yeah, he's a little bit low, but I think it's okay. I think the patch will equalize it all.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, before we get started into to VIP Conduit, I thought I'd ask Becky and Parker, and you guys can, we'll pass it to Becky first, to kind of introduce yourselves, tell us a little bit about your history, you know, what you've done, and then we'll take it from there. So why don't you start, Becky?
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Well, it's Becky Buckner here from the sunny, hot south of North of America in North Carolina. I worked as a medical secretary or a transcriptionist for 35 years, and then I retired, and then I thought, what am I going to do? And, of course, I got more and more interested in the computer, and so that's where I spend most of my time, unfortunately. Not quite enough doing household chores, but I ain't got a bore.
Yeah.
But, have found the computer to just be so much fun, and I've gotten involved in a few things, and this very wonderful site that we've developed called VIP Conduit is our most proudest moment, actually, and we're very
well,
much involved in it.
Yeah, we'll get into that in just a minute. Okay, Parker, how about you?
Okay, I'm Parker Waddington. I live in Springfield, Missouri, which is in the southwest corner close to Arkansas, and I'm a retired school teacher. I taught school in Iowa. I retired and moved down here where we don't have to deal with the cold winters, thank heavens, but certainly have the hot summers. But anyway, I got into the Internet here 7-8 years ago, kind of lost track now, and got acquainted with Becky and a great group of people that we worked with on the VIP Conduit.
Well, that's great. Now, did you teach elementary school or high school? What did you teach?
I taught elementary school, Jeff.
Elementary school, huh? So all grades or?
Well, during my course of my 20 or so year career, I taught most of them. I taught predominantly third grade.
Wow. Now, have you been blind all your life, Parker?
No. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I didn't really lose my eyesight until I was in my 30s. And that's at the point in which I became a teacher.
Ah, okay. Okay. Wow, third graders, that must have been very, 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 very challenging as a teacher and being blind.
Well, it had its interesting moments, but the kids were really good to work with, and I just really loved it.
And obviously, I mean, I don't mean to detour things, but this sort of interests me. You know, because when you were a teacher, obviously, we didn't have a lot of the technology we have today, right? We didn't have, you know, Braille and speaks and Braille displays
and
all
Braille
of that.
Notes and
Braille notes and all of that stuff. So
Pac-mates.
That must have been very, very interesting for you to adapt to, you know, a teaching environment. I mean, you know, you couldn't have your students email you their assignments.
Definitely not. No, in fact, I was teaching at the time that computers just started to come in, and the school districts, we got the old Apple IIe's, and that's where we learned.
Wow.
So yeah. did you have a reader then to help you with grading of papers and things like that?
Yes, I did. My wife was also a teacher, and she and I worked together on that type of thing in the evenings.
Wow.
That's cool.
You know, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. I mean, to be a teacher is just really, really commendable, And I have nothing but respect for teachers, and you guys didn't get paid enough, believe me.
Yeah. I want to ask, I want to ask Becky, have you been blind all your life?
Well, actually, I also have RP, and I went to a sight-saving class in grammar school where we had the large print books, and I could manage fine with that. Unfortunately, that only went to the 7th grade, and after that, you either went to regular school, and this is in the 50s we're talking about, or you went to the school for the blind, and at that time, I still had quite a bit of vision, but I was, you know, losing it gradually. Well, anyway, I didn't go to the school for the blind. I stayed in the regular schools and managed okay. When I was in the 10th grade, I did have to start getting a reader, but managed to graduate from regular school, fortunately, with the help of readers.
That's great. Okay, so let's get on to the topic at hand, although we could probably do an hour with both of you just on you two as individuals. Just very fascinating. I've had an opportunity to speak to both of you at length on VIP Conduit, and you're really two great people that have really done a lot of really good things. And so what I'd like to do is, Becky, why don't you start and introduce to us kind of what, you know, how did VIP Conduit get started, and then we'll get into exactly what it is and how it works and all of that. What was your dream with VIP Conduit?
It was really not planned at the beginning, but circumstances gave us the opportunity to pick up this idea, and that's sort of what a group of us decided to do. We have a group of actually seven folks that are wonderful people to work with. Our webmaster, president of our board, and our CEO is Mr. Barry Jennings, who has done an absolutely remarkable job with the VIP communicator, which he's developed as a totally new chat client. That he spent the first year. We are now a year old, and he has spent the better part of this first year developing our new VIP communicator, which is just a magnificent chat client. And so we, in a year's time, I think we've done remarkably well, and we've had a lot of people to help us, and our members are certainly they're among the top of the folks who have helped us and, you know, expressed interest in what we were doing and were willing to support us in what we were doing. And we've just sort of gone from that point and feel very excited about how far we've come and what we've got planned for the future. It's nothing but upward and onward. And,
yeah, that's really great. Parker, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I think Becky did a great job.
All right, great. Okay, so let's talk about exactly. Let's first remind everybody that'd like to call in of the phone number. The phone number to call in is 866-666-7926. 866-666. 7926.
And I think Becky's having a phone issue, so she'll probably be switching. If I can hear her say, "Oh, my phone went dead."
Oh,
gosh. I hope she doesn't hang up.
Becky?
Uh-oh.
Don't leave us, Becky.
I'm Parker, I think you're it, baby.
Uh-oh.
Are you there?
Oh, good. There she is.
Oh, my God. You scared us, Becky.
Oh, Becky. Parker almost had heart failure. He thought he was it. Hey, Parker.
Yes.
You owe her one.
Listen, it seems like I always owe Becky one or somewhere along the line.
Hello.
Becky?
Hello.
Becky? We can hear Becky. She can't hear us.
Uh-oh.
Becky? Oh, now she really did hang up. Now it's you, Parker, all the way.
Boy, that's a real nasty trick, isn't it, Parker?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff. What?
That was a nasty trick, huh?
Yeah. Marlena, I'm going to owe Becky one now.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're owe you a couple
that's
of them.
That's right.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so let's kind of go from there and talk about, exactly what is, for those people who are not aware, although in the blind community, there's certainly a number of people that already are aware, exactly what is VIP Conduit?
Basically, VIP Conduit is a chat community for the blind and visually impaired. We have tried to establish a climate where the blind individuals can come on the chat site, feel very comfortable that they're going to be able to find people that they can talk to and enjoy and feel comfortable with without having to worry about it. And we've tried to establish policies that will promote that kind of a feeling, that warm, friendly feeling that you don't need to be worried that you're going to be accosted by somebody or have a problem with them.
Yeah, that's great. And I found that to be the case, actually. It's a very, very friendly environment. And now we might as well get this out of the way early. There's two levels of membership, isn't that right, Parker?
Yeah, that is correct, Jeff. We have guest memberships and we have supporting members. And I might as well explain that to you. That was a point that was discussed in great detail for a long time as we were working together on getting the site started. The decision basically was made that, as both you and Marlena know, it costs a fair degree of money to keep a web, a chat site up and running. And it was a matter of trying to find the funds from a few people, providing the funds, for the majority, or splitting up and having everybody contribute. And we decided that the way we wanted to go was to have a supporting member group that would be, they would buy memberships, and they would thereby be providing the funds necessary to keep the site going. Now, that's got a couple of definite benefits. There's an ownership feeling in there. When they contribute the money, they feel ownership, and therefore they get some additional privileges that the guest members don't have available. The supporting members get some additional rooms that they can get to go to. They get a package that we have where they can have access to weather programs. They can have set up alerts to alert themselves to appointments or anything they want to be reminded of. They have a newsroom that our webmaster has made screen reader friendly. They can go on in there and get those things. They have an internet address book that they can use from anywhere in the world. That's backed up on a regular basis, so it protects their addresses. A number of features, and they have total access to all of the documents that the corporation has up, and they can read the minutes of the board meetings. They can see the treasurer's reports. They can see the charter, the original, our opening, all of our documentation that set the corporation up originally is all available to them.
Well, that's great. Parker, we have a call. Why don't we bring the caller in? Hello, caller, and welcome to Marlena. And you're speaking to Jeff Bishop and Parker Waddington. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jeff.
It's great.
It's Kelly Sapurja.
Yes, Kelly Sapurja, a VIP conduit member. We heard you on accessible devices today, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Hi, Kelly.
A lot of fun.
Go ahead,
how are you doing,
Kelly?
Well, I'm doing okay, Kelly, but I'm still coughing a lot, so my friend Dr. Bishop is helping me out.
Yes, and he's doing a really good job, too.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the colds aren't very fun, are they?
No, this one's going into 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
How are you this evening, Kelly?
Oh, hey, Parker. I was just going to say I'm also one of the event hosts on VIP Conduit.
What does that mean? What does it mean to be an event host?
Well, I was just going to see if, basically what it is we get to host different events every week. For instance, I'm doing an accessible games event it's currently going every 2 weeks on Saturdays, although that's in North America, otherwise it would be Sunday UTC, and we get about usually an hour or so, and people can come in and chat about a certain topic. I think I covered that well. I hope
yeah, Kelly does a great job for us, Marlena. We're good fortune to have our webmaster has been able to create some stereo rooms. And Kelly can demonstrate his games in the rooms in stereo, so it's really great. And he does a fantastic job for us.
Yeah, and let's talk about that just a minute, Parker, about the client itself. And Kelly, you can chime in too. The client is very, very, very rich. I've been used to other clients from a number of other sites, and this by far is really a very extensive client. Can you talk to us a little bit, Parker, about the feature set of the communicator?
I can try, but unfortunately, my name is not Barry Jennings.
Right.
Barry Jennings, our webmaster, created this chat client from the ground up. And what he did, he started out with accessibility in mind. He started with the interface, and that was the main thing he began with, and he made sure that that was going to be very accessible to everybody. Then he, using some tools that he had acquired, he worked in the audio. To give you an example, you can open the client, you can go into a chat room, and you can by pressing F4, there are hotkeys set up for most of it, it will put you in the list of whoever's in the room. You have the option then to select an individual name if you want to, or you can select all users. You can tab once, and you're in a message box, and you can put a message in that message box, and depending on whether or not you have selected an individual user or all users, you tab once more to send, and that message will go to whoever you selected. Then some of the other little features that he has built into it is you have the option, you can tab down, and it will display your audio settings right in the room window. And by using your arrow keys, you can adjust your mic volume up or down. You can adjust your speaker volume up or down. You can check or uncheck your mic boost. There's another box he's got in there that allows you to adjust the audio volume of the incoming sound. So if you're in a room and somebody's playing music and they're too loud and you can't tell them they're too loud, you can go down there and lower them down yourself, actually, adjust it. That resets itself automatically.
Oh, that's great. Now, Kelly, you're using some of these features when you actually do your game presentations, right?
I don't use the chat a lot, but I do like the fact that it is easy to use. As a matter of fact, one nice thing about this is that it has SAPI 5 compatibility. In other words, if you have one of the Kestrel voices or Neo Speech or something, or even the Microsoft voices, whatever you've got, it can speak the chat messages as they come in. You can also have it tell you if someone is entering or leaving the room, or if you don't want any of that, you can just turn that all off.
That's right.
And,
that's great.
Mm-hmm. And
okay, Kelly. Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and free up the line for the next caller.
Okay.
And but we do appreciate you calling and you may, of course, call into the second hour if you want.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly, right. And Kelly, before you go, you're still doing your Northern Lights program?
Yeah.
And you want to let people know when that is? You know, I always give you a chance for that.
Sure. It's going to be Thursdays or Wednesday evenings in North America from 1 to 3 GMT on ACB Radio Interactive. And I was just wondering if I could promote what's coming up on this week's program.
Yeah, real quick.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, basically, we're going to be doing a tribute to Dan Gibson, a pioneer in the business of recording nature sounds. He passed away this past March, so I felt it was appropriate to do a little tribute show on him. And we'll get to hear
great.
A lot of his work.
All right,
I love
great.
Your show. I listen to it at work.
Oh, excellent.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
All right, take care, Kelly.
We'll talk to you later, Kelly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, if you want to call into the show, call us 866-666-796. That's 866-666-7926. Now, Parker, one of the really great features of this client is the ability to broadcast, like we talked about, games, but also music.
Yeah, it really is, Jeff. Barry has been able to create, he's got the thing set up so that when you install the program, it will, in about 90% of the situations, it will set up an alternative source for you. So all you got to do is to go into a room, and while you're in the room window, you press the F11 key. That will, and it will turn on the alternative source, and then you can go to your music or whatever it is you want to play and press F12, which locks down the key, and then go ahead and you can play your music for some, your, one of your friends, or you can play an audio clip or anything you want to.
Yeah, and you said also that you can even do it in stereo, which is just really, really great.
Exactly. There are about a half dozen music rooms that are set up to actually play it in stereo.
That's great.
It is unbelievable.
The quality is unbelievable, guys. It's just phenomenal.
Wow, that's cool.
Hey, we have a caller. Let's bring in the caller. Hello, caller.
Jeff and Marlena, Dave in Visalia here.
Well, Dave.
Hey, Dave, how you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good, Jeff. It so happens that I have Becky on my MSN list, so I left her a message. Now, she has not responded to me yet.
I don't know what happened to Becky.
I don't either, but she's on, MSN.
She, and you know, Gary the board guy said, well, if you want to hang up on everybody, then we could start it all over again. But I thought, no, I better not do that.
Yeah, that would take 5 minutes.
Well, what I wanted to tell her was that, you know, we were hearing her. It apparently was only her receive section that
exactly.
went off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
we were hearing
very strange.
Strange.
Yeah, we were hearing Becky just great. Yeah.
So, Dave, are you a member of VIP Conduit?
You know, I have not become, hello, Park. It's been a long, long time since I've heard of you or Becky or anybody else, and obviously I'm going to have to think about it because it's from what I've just gotten away from all this stuff, and there's no real reason for it. It sounds like what I would like if Parker would discuss with us, you know, what the membership price structure is. I think that'd be kind of, unless you'd rather we go on the net and read that, whatever your pleasure on that.
We were actually, we're going to ask him that as well. Yeah, go ahead, Parker.
Yeah, the supporting member, in the first place, I should point out that you can become a guest member, which is totally free, and there is no time limitation on that. You can be a guest member as long as you want. The supporting memberships are $20 a year, which figures out, guys, to less than $1.70 a month. Or if you want to go for the 3 years, it's $50 for 3 years.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, that's more than fair. I think that, and I, you know, I can't say that. That's absolutely, you know, it's totally
Parker,
appropriate.
Have,
I think.
Do you have any idea, Parker, how much bandwidth you guys use in a month?
I would have only be guessing, Jeff. I know I've talked to Barry. We've got a good package at the Planet server.
Right.
And I don't.
I was just curious.
I'll let you guys go to another call.
Okay, Dave.
Okay, take it.
The website to get to VIP Conduit is www.vipconduit.com. If you want to call the show, get a hold of us, 866-666-7926. 866-666-7926. Okay, so let's talk about the rooms that are available. Parker, can you kind of give us a rundown of what type of rooms are available?
We have three basic groups of rooms. We've got the family rooms, which are designed so for anybody, you know, any age group. We have adult rooms, which you need to be 18 or over, and those are restricted to, you know, as I said, 18 or over. We do kind of control the language in there. We don't let it get too bad, but if somebody slips once in a while, there's not an issue. Then we have what we call the community center rooms, and those are the supporting member rooms, and we have a variety of rooms available in there.
Ah, great. We have another caller, Parker. Let's talk to the caller. Hello, caller.
Well, hi there. Daryl Sandro.
Hey,
Mr. Sandro. How are you?
The newest ACB Radio Interactive DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting on the air with that pretty soon. Maybe I can cover someone in the near future. So.
Hey, you never know, Daryl. I might employ you at the very high wage that I employ Dr. Bishop here once in a while. You know, he makes a lot of money doing this for me, you know?
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
exciting.
Yeah. He makes
about...
tons.
In fact, I'm quitting my job this week.
he makes about 10% less than me. 10% less than zero is zero.
There you go.
So, Dara, I know you're a member of VIP Conduit.
I am. And
what do you think of the service?
Most of the time, you know, I haven't been really active yet. I get on occasionally on accessible devices.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
And I think that's pretty great great service that VIP does. And other than that, occasionally I'd love to. VIP Conduit has a locator frame. So as soon as you log into your account, you can immediately see who's on and what room they're in, and there's a link to the room right there. So,
oh, great. Yeah, that's a great segue, Daryl. Thank you.
absolutely.
And there's a number of other links. We'll have Parker describe those.
And I just wanted to say hi and sort of chime in, and I'll get out of here for the next caller. But
Well, thank you for calling, Daryl. We appreciate it.
Hey, Daryl. Daryl, you take care and call my show again.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thanks for calling, Daryl. The number 866-666-7926.
You're getting good at that, Dr. Bishop.
Well, hey.
My job's on the line here, man.
Well. Yeah. Well.
Parker,
anyway.
can I have a job with you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, anytime, Marlene, just come over and we'll find something for you to do.
Yeah,
oh,
he'll pay
good.
You as much as he probably gets paid to run VIP Conduit.
Hey, you have you've got another call coming in. Should we pick it up?
Sure. Well, actually, if the caller can hold for just one
second. All right, caller, if you will hold, we'll get right with you.
I'll get with you in just a minute. So, Parker, we've just talked about the rooms a little bit. Can you talk about how the website is laid out once you log in to the service?
Okay, there. Once you log in, you're placed on the rooms page. At the top of the rooms page, there's a locator frame that Daryl alluded to that allows you to see exactly who's in the rooms. So you can choose your rooms there. You can see the names of the people. Then there are the three different categories: the general family room categories, the adult room categories, and then the community center. Now, unless you're a supporting member, you don't see that community center category. You would only see the general rooms and adult rooms.
Okay, and then at the bottom, there's the link there for weather, right?
Yeah. Now that's if you are a supporting member, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the benefits a supporting member gets is we have a weather program that allows them to go in. They can view the different cities worldwide. And if they have a certain group they're interested in, they can track it. And it puts it in a link at the bottom of the rooms page. It's called Quick Weather. You just click on that, and it'll open all the ones you're tracking.
Oh, wow.
It'll give you a single-line report of the current temperature, wind speed, et cetera.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, we have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program.
Hey, Parker. This is Janet Smith, a.k.a. Callie. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Just fine.
How
well,
you
so
doing,
now,
Jeff?
Janet, you're a member, obviously, of VIP Conduit, and what do you think of the site?
Oh, I like it. Me and Lee Studdard does a once a month on the second Saturday of the month. We do a program called Pet Talk, where you can come in and talk about your pets.
Oh, that's
oh,
nice.
Got
I always like to
too.
Talk about... Yeah, that's nice.
So you ought to join, Marlena.
Jan, where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Oh, my gosh. I don't think we've ever spoken, have we?
No, we haven't.
Well, see? It's our lucky day.
Indeed.
So maybe you can become a member on VIP Conduit, Marlena.
Yeah, you never know. Watch out.
Way to go, Janet.
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, thanks
I just
for calling,
calling
Janet.
And say
any,
hi to
Parker
and Jeff and Marlena. And
well, great.
You all have a good evening, and I'll let you guys go so you have room for the next caller.
All right. And
all right. Thank you, Janet.
And I hope you'll call me again.
I will.
All
I
right.
I read your emails all the time on what's going on your show.
Oh, very cool. I'll be waiting to hear from you then.
All right. We'll talk to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good evening, all.
866.
All right. Give us a call, everybody. 866-666-7926. Six. Yeah. Okay, Parker, let's talk about the schedule. And I pulled out the schedule here, and I thought we would just kind of highlight some of the main events that happen on VIP Conduit, if that's okay.
Sure.
We'll start with Sunday. And really the flagship event that I think that at least a lot of people I think will be very, very, very interested in is Accessible Devices. Can you talk to us about what is Accessible Devices?
Okay, Accessible Devices is an event that focuses on products that are easily accessible to the blind, products and software, and that is, by the way, held in the open section of the site. Anybody that has that signed up for a membership can go to that event. We have people demonstrate products, new ones that are coming out. We try to keep up with the ones that have been modified and changing. This is an event that's been going on for several years, and it's quite a popular event.
It's an amazing event. We have a caller, Parker. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller.
Hello, Marlena. And hi, is this Jeff?
Yep, it's Jeff.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Are you on VIP Conduit?
No, sir. I just wanted to ask Marlena a question. Is Becky still here? Didn't she say that she used to be a medical transcriptionist?
She did, but
she's
not here. Something happened to her phone. Yep.
Oh.
You know, the best way to get in touch with her would be to actually join as a guest on VIP Conduit, and she definitely frequents the rooms that are on VIP Conduit, and you'll definitely be able to talk to Becky there. And I know Becky is listening. Hello, Becky.
Hello,
and,
Becky.
Hello.
And so you can talk to her there all about that, because I know that's something that you're definitely interested in.
Yes, sir. But how would I go about joining that conduit?
Okay. Parker, why don't you tell her how she can join VIP Conduit?
Okay, certainly. You go to www.vipconduit.com. And as you tab down, you'll find a link where it says Join Us. And that will bring you into an application form, which is pretty straightforward. Just answer the questions. When you're done answering the questions, then click on Submit. And it'll tell you that if you were successful or not. Then it will, and you do have to have an email address, a functioning email address.
Yes, I have an email address.
Okay.
Does,
good.
I mentioned that is some people like to not use a true address, and it will send you an email, and in that email there is a link that you click on. And when you click on that link, it activates your account, and then you'll be able to go in there anytime you choose.
Now, is there any turnaround time on that, Parker?
No, you'll have that message typically within just a matter of minutes.
Okay, so no one has to approve your application then?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry, good point, Jeff. Yeah, and this week it's going to be me because our membership coordinator's on vacation this week.
Okay.
So you can figure you're going to have a response probably within just a matter of a few hours.
Okay, good. Kelly, you had a question?
Yes, but how... How do I reach Becky on that website? I mean, does she have an email address where I could email her?
It's a voice chat, Kelly. You'll actually get to talk to her.
I would need a microphone for that.
Right.
I don't have a microphone.
Okay.
And I don't
Does Becky have a public email address?
Yes, she does. I was going to suggest that.
Okay.
If you go to the VIP Conduit website and go to Contact Us and tab through there, you'll find her in there, and it's listed as Becky Buckner.
Okay.
Okay. So you can email her, Kelly,
okay?
Okay.
All right.
www.vipconduit.com.
Yep.
Okay. That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Marlena.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Kelly.
Calling,
you take
Kelly.
Care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866.
Number 866.
666-7926. We got to get that in sync.
We have an echo.
I know.
guys can do all there.
Yeah. So now, Parker, one of the other really great things that you guys have done with accessible devices is you actually have an accessible devices website, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, why don't you tell them about
that?
Because
I
really think this is a gem. I mean, if people don't know about this, they really, really should, because it's just an amazing repository of information.
And I'm curious to know what, like, just generally, maybe you said this and I missed it, but, I mean, what sorts of devices do you...
Well, virtually anything that can help us as a blind person. For example, today we reviewed an antivirus program, which is quite accessible. We went over that and talked about that. It works well with screen readers. Last week we did, American Printing House just released a new product called the Time Machine, and we reviewed that, which that's a very, very accessible, very useful little device. It has a number of timers and different time functions in it. That's basically what we do. We have the website is actually www.accessible-devices.com.org or .net. You can take your pick. and we have archived in there information that we have developed during the events. We have you go into the archive section. And you'll find a kitchen center on clocks and telephones that are
accessible. Oh, man. Wow.
There's a What's New section. It lists anything that's been posted in the last 30 days. And one of the great gems that we've got, and everybody should take a look, is it's called the library page. It has a large number of articles that are written by our staff and by members on how to do things. For example, one of the things that gets used a lot is how to run ScanDisk in XP.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really great website. Hey, Parker, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jeff and Marlena and Parker. I just called to haunt you.
Oh, God. Hello, Terry.
This is the guy that's going on vacation and leaving me.
Yeah, Terry knows when to go on vacation. The night after you're on ACB radio, he goes on vacation.
You betcha.
That's really nice of you, Terry.
Hey, Terry, it's great to hear your voice again.
Yeah, same here. You're going to have to get over on the VIP conduit and visit with us once in a while, Marlene.
Let's see. Now, I remember you're from Corning, New York, right?
You got it.
See, I remember.
That's good.
Now, what do you do for VIP conduit? I know you're on the
He goes
board,
on
right,
vacation.
Well, I go on vacation. I'm one of the lazy ones. No, I do membership approvals, and what else do I do, Parker? Oh, tech support. I guess I do a little of that now and then.
Yeah.
I try to keep Parker out of trouble.
Listen, Marlene and Jeff. He says he does a little of that. Terry's one of our main tech support people. He spends all kinds of time resolving, some of the problems that some of the people may be having. And we don't have too many problems, but we do have some with the client.
Yeah. Now, one of the events that I think that you're involved with this as well, aren't you, Terry? On Thursdays with Dennis, there's a tech talk with Dennis on Thursday, and I tend to be working during the time that event happens, so I can't get there as much or as often as I'd like. But are you involved in that as well, Terry?
No, about the only event I'm really involved with is the accessible devices. I work with Parker and Randy on that.
Okay.
So that's about the only one I'm into now. But I don't want to tie up too long here so somebody else can call in. Parker, I just wanted to remind you to let them know about the new thing we just got set up with here in the last month, and that's our nonprofit status.
Oh, that's right. You know, I just saw that on the homepage today.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that.
Thank you, man.
Terry, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, Parker's the one that did all the hard work on getting it
going.
He's more familiar, so I'll let him do it.
Okay.
I'll leave and let somebody else call in.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for calling, Terry.
Hey, Terry, call me again sometime.
Okay, will do.
All right, I'll be waiting.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Okay, before we have Parker describe that for everybody, the number is 866-666-7926.
You're getting good, Dr. Bishop.
Yeah, indeed. So, Parker, why don't you, I'm very good, Marlena.
Of course you are.
Yes, of course.
So
what
we'll talk about that in the second hour. Go ahead.
I'm sure we will. Parker, why don't you tell us the latest news as to the happenings on VIP here with this this new change. It's a very exciting change.
Okay, well, I want to drop back to the event you mentioned on Thursday night for just a second.
Okay, that'd be great.
Our friend Dennis, a.k.a. The Start Button, has a tech event on Thursday night in the open section, and anybody can come, and they talk about tech-related articles. They get into all kinds of discussions, and they answer questions about some of the various problems that you may be having with your computer and help to solve that for you.
That's great.
Fantastic job of that.
Yeah. Dennis is one of the key members of VIP Conduit, and he's very, very, very beneficial. Parker, we'll get back to the 501c3 status here in just a second, but we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Go ahead. There you go. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, this is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
I just wanted to say that VIP is an absolutely wonderful place to meet. And you meet all kinds of people from all over the world. And it's interesting because there's different people with the different cultures. And you get to learn about how people who are blind do things different everywhere, all over the place.
Well, that's great.
Throughout the world.
And where are you calling from, Sarah?
I'm in Ohio.
In Ohio. Great. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
A big helper. She's one of our moderators that helps greet people, make them feel welcome.
Well, that's great, Sarah. Thank you for doing that for VIP Conduit.
Yes, I also have a show. I also host an event called Shopping with Sarah twice a month on Friday evenings.
Oh, gosh, I'm there. If it's shopping, I want to be there.
Well, I am a high partial, and so if anybody needs help shopping for anything from Shetland wool sweaters to mattress covers to toys for children, and they need somebody to describe it or help them find something, I'm really pretty good at searching for things.
Wow, that's great. You know what, Sarah? I always, I do a lot of public speaking, and I always tell people, my eyes don't work, but the shopping gene is not damaged.
Absolutely. I think it's indigenous to women in the first place.
I was born to shop,
I think you're
honey.
Born with
absolutely.
It.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But,
be there.
We welcome anybody who wants to spend their mornings in the coffee cup, and we get to know everybody, and we welcome anybody who wants to come on in and enjoy.
That's right. Well, thank you very, very much, Sarah.
Great. Well, Sarah, I hope you'll call my show again.
Well, thank you so very much. You have a wonderful evening, and kudos to Parker and Becky, and all the same, you have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you, Sarah. I'll be
Bye-bye.
Seeing you when we go shopping.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
The number is 866-666-7926. Okay, Parker, why don't you describe to us this recent change?
Okay, well, we're very, very pleased with it. We just received approval from the IRS for 501c3 status, which means anybody who makes a donation to the VIP Conduit that lives in the United States, that is now a tax-deductible donation. And that opens up a lot of other possibilities for us, too, in terms of future support from various corporations and things, which we got to look into. We just got it, so we're just getting our feet on the ground with it.
So, Parker,
I'm sorry, you guys. I need to interrupt for just 1 second. To the caller, you're not on the air yet, caller. Oh, if you would turn your computer down.
Okay, sure.
Turn your computer down. We're going to put you on hold, and then Jeff will let you know. He'll say, hello, caller, and then you'll be on the air. Okay. Okay, go ahead,
okay,
Jeff.
Good.
Sorry.
So, Parker, does this mean now that if you join VIP Conduit that that's a tax-deductible donation then?
No. Memberships in any organization are not tax-deductible.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
Donations are, but not memberships.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, well, let's. We have another caller, and so let's bring that caller in. Hello, caller.
Okay, you're on the air now,
okay,
caller. Go ahead.
Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Doris.
Hello, Doris.
Hey there. From Germany, right? And so we thought we'd just call in and say how much we've been enjoying the site and say hi and everything.
And
now where are you from, Doris?
I'm calling from Berlin, Germany.
Wait a minute. Are you calling right now from Berlin, Germany?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God. All right, Doris, hold on. You get the bell ring of the show. I have never had a call from Berlin, Germany, ever.
Wow.
Woo. Don't worry, you won't forget it either when you get the phone call.
Yeah, I'll remember Doris for a long time.
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll keep her on for a while. You want to talk in the second hour? No, I'm kidding.
Goodness gracious, it's in the middle of your night, isn't it, Doris?
Well, actually, it's early morning here, yep.
Wow.
And, I mean, people said that Vicki and Parker would be on, so I've been listening to the show. And
hey, Doris,
just wanted to
get
in, and Sarah already mentioned that the site is you can meet people from all over, and that I think is really what I enjoy most. Of course, I also to practice my English, and then one of the events I enjoy the most is we have a Christian service on the site Sunday mornings, and for us that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon when that's on, and so for my husband and me that's when we oversleep church, which sometimes happens, then that's a perfect opportunity to have church right in your living room and right at the computer. And so, I mean, we've been enjoying that fellowship. And, that's one of my favorite events on VIP Conduit. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, Doris, how long have you been a member of VIP Conduit?
Since the very beginning. I've been a member for a year, and I took out a 3-year membership to, save on the bank charges and stuff. And actually, I slipped dimensions for the people. The Christian event, originally, we had that on for the people, and so I know Parker and Becky, and so, we've been there, from the beginning, and it's really great people and good fellowship, and so, yep, I've been there pretty much from the beginning when the site officially opened.
Well, that's great. Well,
I'm
so glad that you called.
Yep, me too, and don't worry, when I pick up this call, I was informed that the call would not be free from outside the United States, so that I would be charged international direct calling.
Oh, gosh,
charges.
We better talk
so
fast.
That's not
oh,
the whole town, so ACB
Sorry
Radio
that,
won't be bankrupt, I hope.
Well, I appreciate your calling.
That's okay. Marlena's rich. She can,
oh,
she can
right.
afford it.
Yeah.
I heard the salary, $0.
Zero, yeah.
Yeah, but she made a lot of money before she did this show.
Oh, right.
So she's loaded.
Right. Almost as much as Jeff. Almost as much. Well, Doris, Dankeschön, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, Gandeshin, I never listened to your show, so, I mean, to me, so I needed instructions, so I'm glad I heard the show, listen to the show, and I might tune in again, especially since I was told it's also rebroadcast during the day. So
yeah.
The next time I listen,
yeah,
I'll probably listen during
hours.
The day.
Yeah.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you, and Parker, all the best to VIP Conduit, and a belated happy birthday for the first birthday, and I guess I see you guys on site, and good talking to you, Marlena.
All right, Doris.
Thanks for calling,
Great to
Doris.
Meet you.
Okay.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Okay, Wiedersehen. Tschüss. Bye.
Good night.
Oh, that was cool.
That
wow.
was cool.
I like that.
That was very neat.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more caller if they want to get in real quick.
Oh, and here they are. Here they
okay.
are. Hello,
right ahead,
caller. You are with Jeff and Parker and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena and Jeff and Parker.
It's Marcia from Michigan.
How are you guys doing this evening?
I am awesome.
Oh, that's great, Jeff. How about you, Parker?
Good, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in and say I'm a proud, supportive member of VIP Conduit, and you guys are doing a great job.
Wow, Marcia, I just need to join, huh?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Get that 3-year membership there.
Oh, Malina. Yeah. Why? That's
well,
a,
you know what?
That's
Sign up
a
under
deal.
Me.
Oh, now, what does that mean?
Well, I guess, well, maybe Parker can explain it better than me, but if, how does it work? If you sign up 3 people and they submit their information to, I'm not sure whom, But if you sign up three people, you also receive another extended year of your own membership.
Yeah.
You did a great job on that, Marcia.
There you go.
Okay. Can you expound a little more on that, Parker? Because I don't know if I did.
You really did well. A supporting member who brings in three new supporting members, and both the supporting the person bringing them in and the new ones have to confirm that that was the case. Then that supporting member, when they have three, gets a year's extension on their membership.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
Wow.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Well, you're very welcome, and it's just VIP Conduit is a wonderful site, and there are so many different events and so on, and if you're on there, by all means, join, sign up for the events list.
All right. Well, Marcia, maybe you'll see me there.
I
hope so, Marlena.
Marcia.
Pardon?
All right. Thanks,
all right.
Marcia.
Good night.
Thank you, Marcia.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I don't think we have time for another caller until the next hour. So, Parker, Becky wanted us to talk a little bit about the real quick, and then we'll let you kind of wrap up, give some contact information, if you'd like, on how to join VIP Conduit. But she wanted to mention, to have you talk a little bit about the members-only meeting that happens at, each month.
Okay, that's a good point. We have once a month on the, I believe, second Tuesday of the month at 9 Eastern, we have a supporting members meeting. And what we do is we report to the memberships about the activities, what's been going on. We give them a chance to ask questions and to make suggestions. It's basically a opportunity to have contact between the management team and the supporting members so that there, you know, there's an information flow back and forth both directions.
Okay. Well, we're almost out of time, Parker, and you want to give everyone some last-minute tier contact information about how they can join VIP Conduit and all of that?
I'd be glad to, Jeff. Just simply go to www.vipconduit.com. And then click on the Join Us link. You'll be placed. You'll get first thing you'll see is the policies of the site, which we ask you to read. Then click on the Continue link. It'll fill out the application and send it in. And then in a matter of hours, you'll have back a response. So you'll get an email. Click on the link to activate your account, and then we'll be looking for you in the rooms.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Parker, I appreciate that you and Becky both joined us on such short notice. Jeff phoned me. And, you know, before we get off this hour, which it's just about done, I also want to thank other folks who offered some programming. And what I did was I took the first responder first, and it was Jeff to suggest that we have Parker and Becky on. But I really want to thank everyone who jumped in to offer help, and you're on my list for future shows, you guys who offered, so watch out.
There you go. Parker, I really do want to sincerely thank you for your time, especially at the last minute. And, again, very much thank you.
We thank you for the opportunity, both of you.
And we will be back at the top of the hour, which we're just about there, after this little break. We have an announcement from Triumph Technologies. So stay tuned and see what we've got to talk about.
Can't see the faces, only the shadows.
everybody is talking. That's all they're doing is talking. And we want to talk to you. We're going to bring Jeff back on the line here in just a minute. And he's going to help me with the second half. And Gary the board guy says he's got Jeff on the line. Hey, Dr. Bishop.
Hello, Miss Marlena.
Wasn't that fun?
That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That hour went very, very, very,
yeah,
very
man,
fun.
Lots of calls, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Now we need to open the lines, but before we take the next call, we'll open the lines at 866-666-7926. As I cough, excuse me. We did receive a notice from Earl Harrison at Triumph Technologies, and I'm not going to read this whole thing, but I'm going to tell you who won something. Oh, don't you love it when people win things?
Oh, I hope it was me.
I wish that it was, but it wasn't. I wish it was me, but it wasn't. But we're going to, before we tell you who won what, we're going to tell you that you ought to get hold of Triumph because they are extending their summer special. And so get a hold of them. Find out what that's all about. It's info at Triumphonic. That's TRIUMPHONIC.com. Info at Triumphonic.com. And just to read a little bit of this to you, Earl says, the Triumph Technology team would like to thank you all so much for your interest in Triumph Technology products at this year's Summer ACB Convention. This was the first time for us to attend this event as a company, and you made us all feel so welcome. We can't wait to do it again next year. So that's pretty cool. So they had a giveaway, and the giveaway was for a $100 Best Buy gift certificate, and I am just looking quickly for the name of the person. Drum roll, please. Okay, now, are you ready for the lucky winner of this year's $100? That means there might be one next year, right? $100 Best Buy gift certificate from Triumph Technologies. Well, if you know David Brown in El Dorado, Arkansas, hit him up because he's got $100 to spend at Best Buy. There you go.
Very good.
I love to give stuff away. Got anything I can give away?
No.
Oh. The number to call is 866-666-7926. Now, we have another very important thing to tend to here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeff Bishop. Happy birthday to you, you old man.
I'm actually only 28, though.
You lie.
I'm 28 in hex.
You, well, I don't know hex. Oh, heck,
I'm younger that way, you see.
How old am I in hex?
I don't
you
know.
You can't figure out that high.
I can figure out that high, but I'm not going to guess at what your age is. So.
What'd you do for your birthday?
We went out for breakfast, and it was very, very nice. Breakfast is one of my favorite meals, and so we went out for breakfast.
What'd you have?
The family. I had pancakes, and I tried to be very, very good because I'm still, you know, doing my exercise program and everything. I have good news about that, because we talked about exercise last week.
Yes.
With Don Barrett.
Yes.
And so I've been definitely going to town and getting to the gym. We didn't go today.
Well, it's your birthday.
But I do plan on, as long as it doesn't start raining, which I think it looks like it's going to, probably going to go for a nice 30-minute walk here after we're done with the show.
Wow.
But I lost 8 pounds this week.
Whoa.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hi there. You're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena. This is Delma Bliss.
I'm sorry. This is who?
Delma Bliss.
Hi, Delma. How are you?
I'm just fine and yourself.
I've seen your name on lists before.
Excuse me?
And where are you calling from?
I'm in Heflin, Alabama.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I used to live in Decatur, Alabama.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that funny? Oh. Well, how's everything in Alabama tonight?
Nice and warm.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, it's Jeff's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to you, Jeff.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm a host of a OTR show on Thursday on VIP Kundra.
Oh, you are?
And
I was looking at that on the schedule.
And I found myself and LR, my fiancé, host an event on there on Saturday.
So now, LR, he's the guy in England, right?
Yes, ma'am, he sure is.
And now this should be interesting to hear. Righto and y'all in one house. What are we going to do?
He wanted me to let y'all know that he's listening at the show tonight.
Oh, he's a great guy. I love LR. He is, you know, we had a commercial, well, not a commercial, but a spot running for a while for Our Place, which is the ACB radio chat area. And LR had said to me one day, and people knew that I was recording because I was testing out some stuff. And LR said, gosh, I'd just like to thank ACB for making this available. And I said, can I use that on the spot? And he said, sure. So he was running on our commercial there for a while.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he's a star.
Yeah, my team bet you'll come listen at our show on Saturday afternoon. It's on at 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right.
Oh, and
that's
open
great.
To anyone.
All right.
And hello, Parker. Can't leave you out.
Well, actually, Parker's not
okay,
on
Parker's
the line.
Gone.
Yep. Parker's.
Okay.
Yeah. So when are you and LR getting married?
We hope to on July 7th, 2007.
Are you going to get married here or there?
In England.
In England. So
right.
You're going to move to England, are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been there yet?
Sure have. In fact, I just got back. I went over and got back on the 7th of July.
Don't you love England?
Spent my 39th birthday over there and had a blast.
Oh, that's great. I love England. It's one of my favorite places to be.
And it's very nice to finally get to talk to you, Marlena. I've been listening at your show, but I've never had the opportunity to speak to you before.
Well, I hope this won't be the last time. You call me again, okay?
Especially from England.
Yeah, especially from England.
Okay.
All right, Delma, will you take care and you give that LR a big hug and kiss?
All right, I sure will.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No.
866-666-7926. So you were good with your pancakes, huh? Gosh, we have another call. You're off the hook to talk about your pancakes. We need the caller to turn down their computer. Turn down your computer. Okay. Oh, good. All right. They're walking away. There you go. Walk away from that computer. Hi there. You're with Marlena and Jeff. Who's this?
This is Betty Emmons.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm fine.
And where are you calling from?
Anthony, Kansas.
Wow. Now, where is Anthony, Kansas?
We are 12 miles above Oklahoma.
Wow.
12 miles from Oklahoma. And we are 60 miles to the south. West of Wichita.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been to Wichita.
Uh-huh.
I've been through Wichita. I've never been in Wichita. I went through it. But...
Well, if you went through it, you were in it.
My grandmother lives in Kansas.
Uh-huh. Where?
I'd have to look up her address. I'm not sure.
Gary's mother, Gary the board guy's mother, was born in Sedgwick, Kansas.
Uh-huh. I know where Sedgwick is.
Yeah. And I have an antique clock that comes from their farmhouse in Sedgwick, Kansas. So are you a member of the VIP conduit also?
No, this I have been trying to get on to get ACB radio now for over a year.
And you did it!
And I did it.
Woo-hoo!
That's how I feel. And I thought to myself, you know, this is crazy, all the radio stuff that I have done. You would think.
You would think, Betty.
You would think that I would know.
Well, all right, hang on. We've never done this. We've never had two in one show. You get the bell right along with Doris from Berlin. You're in really good company, Betty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what kind of radio stuff have you done?
I worked on a radio station called ORRS, Oklahoma Radio Reading Service.
Oh, sure.
It was in the early 70s.
Sure.
Of course, I worked at the Oklahoma Library for the Blind for 30 years.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you finally made it to my show.
Yeah, I liked your intro music. It was the very same music we used.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
That's funny.
That music was picked out for us by Vernon Hanley.
Oh, Vernon, yes. Yes.
And he was a wonderful man.
He was a wonderful man.
He really was.
He was a very dedicated. I knew Vernon when I worked in the ACB national office. Of course, uh-huh. Vernon was often either on the phone or, you know, in Washington in the office. And what a wonderful person he was.
Yeah.
He
and
really.
Of course, he worked in our radio studio, and that's where I knew him from. And so it was kind of cool. It was kind of neat here in the. But what I called to tell you about one of the things I tell you to do in broadcasting, if you have a cold and you're just not getting over it and everything,
yeah,
is to drink hot diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Betty! Betty, it's easier to have Jeff help me. At least Jeff is pleasant.
No, hot diet Dr. Pepper, it doesn't taste anything like it doesn't taste anything like Diet Dr. Pepper. It's really wonderful.
Oh,
but coffee
Betty.
Is one of the worst things that you can drink because it really helps to thicken the fluid.
Even if I don't put anything in my coffee?
That's true. That's right.
Oh, Betty. All right. I'm going to try it, Betty. And you better listen because I'll report back.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll say, you know that Betty from Kansas? You'll either be a hero or a goat. I don't know which.
Well, you know, it has always helped me, and I have had all kinds of problems.
Well,
all my sisters are on breathing machines and all kinds of stuff, and I'm not on it yet, and I drink a lot of hot Dr. Pepper.
Well, I'll give it a try, and I'll let you know.
Anyway, yeah.
All right.
But I will be happy. Will you keep announcing when Annie sold? She was my hero. Her and Helen Keller were my heroes.
August 13th.
Okay.
Sunday night.
13th. Okay. Yep. That's really cool.
Yep.
Because that is so cool.
And I actually have an audio clip of Ann Sullivan Macy's voice and Helen Keller's voice.
Are we going to get to ask the lady questions?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, excellent.
And
because, you know, I could see for 31 years. Now I lost my sight. But, like, what I would like to know is what they actually physically look like.
That's a good question.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure that I have nothing against the people that played her in the movies. But I'm sorry, everybody's not beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And when you hear Ann Sullivan's voice, if you remember the Anne Bancroft character of Ann Sullivan and what
mm-hmm.
her voice was like, you're going to be really shocked. Nothing like that voice. Nothing.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, for one thing, she was from Massachusetts.
Yep.
Ann Sullivan. She was from Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Yes, she was.
And
yep.
I tell you, I have done all my, I think one of the neatest things that I ever got to do was, you know, of course, the Braille system changed in the early 1900s. And whenever I first learned Braille, I got to see the old Braille copy of The Story of My Life.
Oh, wow.
And like A was dot one and B was 1, 2 and C was dot 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And I just really thought that that was interesting.
Wow.
And of course I couldn't read it, but it was still.
Yeah,
was
that's
still
cool. Well, all right. You keep listening.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
I'm
care.
Glad to be able to listen to the radio. Cause...
All right. I'll let you know what happens, Betty.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. I don't know about that. What do you think, Dr. Bishop? Hot diet Dr. Pepper?
No.
Oh, Betty.
Soda's got to be cold.
Oh, Betty. That's like telling me to drink hot beer.
Yeah, that would be pretty awful, too.
Hey, we have another call. Let's bring the caller in. Hi, you're with Marlena and Jeff. Do you drink hot diet Pepper?
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
You were doing okay until I called. Okay, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do with Jeff?
Jeff's right here.
I'm right here.
Okay, happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you, sir.
My granddaughter's birthday is on Tuesday, so.
Very nice.
Yeah. 4 years old.
Oh, and I bet you're...
Marlene's middle age, I'm guessing.
At least.
Yeah, well, anyway. Hey, the reason... this is Dave in Visalia, California. The reason I called... is just a little point of curiosity. That town in Arkansas that the fellow won that thing from, it's they pronounce it El Dorado.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know why, but they do. They
pronounce
it El Dorado. I was corrected by an Arkansas years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, David Brown, forgive me. Was that his name?
David Brown, he lives in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Well, And to the David Brown in El Dorado, Arkansas, tough. You're out of luck.
It's El Dorado. Now, I was wondering about that because the things in Florida, you know, the Naranja, it's pronounced Naranja, Pam says, you know. There's lots of towns like that that are pronounced. But
yeah. Well, Redding,
anyway.
Redding looks like Reading.
Well, yeah, it does, I guess.
And I grew up in a town called North Redding, and when you entered the town, it said N-O space R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All the kids used to put the books down, right?
Oh, yeah, no reading.
No reading.
Oh, gosh, that's interesting. Anyway, that's really about all I wanted to say. I've got some subjects, but I think they're a little on the controversial side. We really don't need any controversy tonight, so I think I'll leave them go.
Oh, go for it, Dave. It's all right.
Well, okay. Let me see. I want to do this gently, but...
Oh, don't be gentle, Dave.
Oh, no. I get thrown off of the ACBL list regularly for not being gentle, so I have to be gentle.
Just be kind.
Well, yeah, I will. Okay. One of the things, I thought of this because of the tack that VIP conduit people are taking, and I think it's a good one, by the way. There's an awful lot, and I think there's been more lately, of people, we as blind people, seeming to believe that we are owed by life or by people in life. This came to a head, at least for me, and I admit that I was a little on the wrong side here, too. When one of the people on a list said, in so many words, you know, I don't have much income, so when I go out to a restaurant, I don't tip. And I'm thinking to myself, you may not have a very high income, but neither does that person that's serving you.
Yeah.
Why are you, you know, dissing that person because you have a low income? And I got all kinds of flack for that. But I'm thinking to myself, we as blind people, we a lot of us get things like Social Security, be it SSI or disability. A lot of us get stuff. People, it's not owed to us. It's great that we have it. I'm glad we do. But it's not owed. It's something that's granted to us for various reasons. But it's not owed. It can be taken tomorrow. And I don't think we remember that very often.
Dave, let me play the devil's advocate with you just a second here.
Okay,
And bring up something that I found extremely interesting, and I don't have a lot of information on this, so I'm going to say what I know, and then you can...
I'll do it again.
Okay, so I was speaking to someone who I know from New Zealand, and this individual told me that they actually have something where they get an allowance, even if you're working. So let's say you
right. A lot of countries do. Australia does.
Okay.
Germany,
okay. So now, what do you think of that? Let's say a person makes, $50,000 a year, equivalent in U.S. dollars, right? Let's say that they're a programmer, you know, something like that.
Right.
You know, in these other countries, it doesn't matter what you make. The allowance is still given to you. So what do you think of that?
If we did that, then I think that probably what that would mean is that we would not be able to count on, for example, any help from our employers in getting our technology. And maybe that would be a good thing. I don't know. I'm thinking off the top of my head because I've never, you know, I've not been. We have. I truly don't know the answer to that. I think that, again, we're going to have people who use it, you know, wisely and use it to their advantage and to everybody else's advantage, being in their family. Right? And we have people that are going to, you know, just kind of blow it off and not do. I don't know the answer. I think that, the both sides certainly have their options. But I do think we need to look at something insofar as, because, you know, I hang out on some lists with people who are, cited by and large, sighted people. And they feel that Social Security, I'm going to quote from people that I've read, is a Ponzi scheme, is a ripoff to the younger generation. And when people who are not employed, if our basic income is Social Security, we need to be scared. We need to be really scared. And we need to be looking at a time when Social Security may not exist, and maybe something like what you're saying would be an answer to that. I don't know.
But I think
I'd like to know how much they get.
I would too. I have no information on that, Jeff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do know that other countries do that. I don't know what the equivalents are.
I think there's a couple of issues, though, Dave, that you've brought up, and one of them we've sort of skated over, and I'd like to get back to it because I was having a conversation with someone earlier in the week about this very issue, and that is the issue of going out to the restaurant and saying, well, I'm on a fixed income, and so I'm not going to tip. And I guess that, there has been more years in my life when I have been extremely without.
I'm aware of that.
Than I ever have with. And anybody who knows me for any length of time knows that. I'm fortunate in my later years, but for the first 40 plus years of my life, I was a poor, poor person. And yet I still felt, if I'm going to go out to a restaurant and I'm going to eat something, which I rarely did, putting that tip was a part of the cost. Now, it might have only been a buck, but at least it was something.
See, the problem with that, though, and this is where I felt a little uneasy and made my uneasiness known. The problem is the person whom you're tipping doesn't know your status. To you, that buck is a lot of money, but to them, if say the meal is a $15 or $10 or $15 meal, say, that would not represent a full tip. And so what are they going to think? They're going to think, oh, what a chintzy person.
But I think you could smile and say, I wish it could have been more.
Yep.
But you're always going to see that person. I see what you're saying. I don't know. I think it's something you have to, people need to budget for. This whole thing came out of the convention and the fact that, and maybe some of us weren't as empathetic as we could have been. I'm not quite sure what we could have done. I, like you, I haven't been too well off until, recently. I'm a little better than I was. I don't, basically because I'm not working now and I got a settlement for my job is what happened. You know, before that, the job that I had wasn't a high paying, and when, you know, I was raising a family for a long time, so, you know, just wasn't a lot of money there. I just think it's something we really need to be careful of as blind people, because we don't want, because people who, those folks are as hard, they're hard, as, a lot of those people are poorer than we'll ever think of being, of having been.
Yeah, and then the flip side of it, of course, looking from the perspective of the server, whether I like to admit this or not, I believe that blind people are more work to wait on in general.
We are.
I mean, that's my belief. Now, boy, am I probably going to get it. But
no, it's true. And what is true, though? We try to be really nice, you know, when we go into a restaurant, but we still need them to read the menu to us, or, you know, if it's not in Braille.
Yep. If you need to go to the ladies' room, someone needs to, you know, you
can't. Well, not me. I don't need to go to the ladies'
room. Well, I don't know. I don't want to go there.
I've heard Dave got thrown out of restaurants for going.
No. Only off the ATD list.
Well, that's good food for thought,
Good
Dave.
Food for thought. Yeah. And anyway, I will leave you with that. And take care. And Jeff, you take care.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And happy birthday to your little granddaughter.
Oh, you indeed. Have indeed. A great birthday.
Okay.
Awesome. All right.
Take care, Grandpa. 866-666-7926. Well, he is a grandpa.
I know, but the way you said it, it was...
Well, I didn't say it bad.
You old man, you.
The old man, you. Hey, get a rocking chair and call my show at 866-666-7926. Somebody did it. Let's see who it is. Hi, you're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
Marlena, it's Steve Bauer.
Steve Bauer,
Steve
my
Bauer.
Friend. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. And I was going to call on another matter, but I first must comment on the lady from Anthony, Kansas, which is not very far away.
I wondered if you were listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have, recently, gotten hooked on Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, not hot, though.
Oh, No.
Okay, good.
The colder
the better.
You
scared me, Steve.
It's just the colder the better.
The colder the better.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
You put it in the freezer and it gets little ice crystals in it.
Oh, I don't know. All right, because Steve Bauer is one of the people on the earth that I idolize to the nth degree. So if he says that Dr. Pepper cold, maybe I can start there. We'll try one can of it this week.
That's it.
And he also has just an amazing voice.
Well, I know.
Wonderful radio voice.
Yes.
But what I wanted to talk about is I had an experience on Friday that was, to me, very exciting. And that is that we have a primary election on Tuesday coming up here in Kansas. And we have the ability to vote early. They have a few days when you can go into, they have X number of places around, and you can go in and actually vote. And I used an accessible voting machine.
Oh, tell us about it.
The process actually, once you walk in and signed in and they put you in front of the machine, that didn't take very long. We had actually 17 races to vote on in the particular precinct that I'm in. The whole process took me about 15 minutes. Now, I was prefaced this by saying that I purposefully let it play all of the instructions. I didn't need to hear all of the instructions, but I just wanted to hear what it sounded like and what it did.
Sure.
The voting machine, and I wish I could tell you the manufacturer, but I don't remember it. The voting machine, the canned voice was a female voice, which was very clear and easy to understand. Maybe, for me, a little slow in speaking. I think, you know, like with Jeff, you know how to, with synthesizer, you just speed it up and,
oh yeah,
you know, poke perfect Paul in the butt and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I wish I could.
That's radio lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish I could have sped her up, but it was very clear and concise. When it got to giving you the name of the candidates for the different races, then that changed to a male voice.
again, at about the same speed as the female canned voice for all of the prompts. There were quite a bit of time and pause between when the lady would say, you know, election or what do they call it, race number 5. And then you would hear the name of the candidate. And so there's just a terribly long pause. That drove me nuts. I wish I could have sped it up a little bit. But the machine was very easy to use.
Yeah, tell us about how you use the machine itself.
Okay, like I said, I wish I could remember the manufacturer. There are 4 buttons on the machine that you use. There are 3 buttons in the bottom. There's an up and down arrow and a diamond. And then at the very top of the machine, far away from the buttons which are at the bottom of the machine, is your vote button. There was Braille labeling for all of the buttons.
Wow.
Very nice Braille labeling. I don't know if there was large print, but I'm sure there had to have been large print lettering on there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got to a race, it told you how many people were running, and then it read them to you. And say, for example, it says, Governor John W. Smith, Republican. And then there's a pause, and then the lady says, unselected.
Oh, wow.
And then you press the down arrow, and it goes, Mary L. Johnson, Democrat, unselected. So you go down through the choices. When you hit the one you want, whether you've gone through all of them and gone back up, wherever you land on the one you want, you press the diamond. And then it comes on and says, John W. Smith, Republican. And then she comes on and says, selected.
That pause would really drive me nuts, though.
Oh, it did. But I don't know that there's any way to get around it.
Yeah.
No, it probably needs to be that way, though.
Now, Steve, did you wear little headphones, little earbuds?
Actually, I took my own headphones because I didn't know how many goober heads would have been ahead of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And the
wax-covered earphones.
Right. And the people there had no problem at all. They said they showed me where the jack was. I said, plug them in.
Wow. So I want to ask you, how did it feel inside to you to cast your first private, completely independent vote? What did that make you, Steve Bauer, feel like?
It really was cool. I mean, I just felt like for once I'm able to go into a voting situation just like my wife or anybody else, and I could sit there. Let me go back to that point in just a moment. And I could sit there at the machine and make all the entries. And that was the other thing that it did. Once you're finished, then it gave you the ability to go back and confirm all of your choices.
Oh, that's
nice.
And now, normally, I probably wouldn't do that because I would know that I made the right selection when I did it. But I've wanted that machine to talk to me and let it go through all of its work.
Yeah. Well, especially with voting, though. I think I'd want it to give me all the information again.
Yeah. But what I meant by sitting and standing, the machine was, of course, in a little private area, and I was standing in front of it, but the angle that I had to hold my hand to use those up and down arrows was a wee bit uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
After it was over, the gentleman running the machine says, well, you know, do you have any comments? And I said, I only have one suggestion. Make a chair available. And he says, well, why would that help? And I said, give me a chair. And he got me a chair, and I sat down. Now I said, now see the angle that my hand is at now? It's more natural and comfortable.
Yeah.
Instead of standing and being at a downward angle, pressing buttons.
Yeah.
And they had never thought of that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We are having the Washington Council of the Blind is having a meeting in a couple of weeks, and we participating will be the King County election officials, and we're having a whole panel on accessible voting and these machines and so on, because they finally really are happening around the country. So people should really start to check in your own locality. You know, you still have the choice to vote absentee if you choose, but you now have the wonderful opportunity to actually go to the poll and vote privately and with dignity, just like anyone else does.
Now, I will. The other thing I'll add in is that there apparently are signs that are posted that give you 5 minutes. that's what they say, it's 5 minutes to vote. Well,
yeah.
But for a person using speech, because it does take longer, that is not a factor. They say take as long as you need.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably say that 5 minutes so that, you know, if the lines back up and stuff and the mainstream machines. But
it was pretty cool. I have been in contact with the county election commissioner because last fall he brought 4 different models of voting machines to the local Association for the Visually Handicapped for us to try out. And it just so happens that the ones that he picked that the county purchased was the particular one that most of the people at the meeting preferred. And I have been in communication with him on several issues. And so after we got in the car, I called him from my cell phone in the car and just told him what a great experience it was.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's great.
It was sick. It really was.
That is great. Well, congratulations on being able to vote independently and privately. I think that's wonderful, and I can't wait for the experience myself.
Well, you're going to enjoy it. And now, the other thing that I did that I think helped a lot is I took the time at home before I went to the poll, and I made a little card with all kinds of little Braille notes on it as who I wanted to vote for.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should do that, whether you're blind or not.
Really, that takes your guessing. Well, did I want, you know, Sandy Johnson or, you know, Millie Miles? Which one?
Yeah, either that or you know you're not going to be voting for those because you're not going to take the time to determine, you know. You know, for example, they always have, you know, like, oh, just all kinds of people running for different, you know, things that sometimes I just don't have time to research. You know,
and
14 people.
You raise an interesting point because there were some of those races for judges and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know. And it came back and just almost scolded me at the end. You have, out of the 17, I had 3 when I didn't make a selection. and it wanted me to go back and make a selection, and it gave me a way to get out of it. I mean, but it was pretty slick.
Do either of you receive, here in Washington, we call it the voter information packets, but we get, prior to elections in Washington State, the Secretary of State puts out a pamphlet to all voters, and we have a lot of initiatives, and I won't even tell you what I think about some of these initiatives, but and there's, you know, pro and con in these pamphlets, and then there's bios of the candidates and their history and the issues on which they're running, etc. And I get that in Braille, which is just wonderful.
I don't get that in Braille.
Now our Secretary of State puts that out through the Braille Access Center here in Washington State. So now that you've got accessible voting, Mr. Bauer, that's your next thing to go get.
Now let me go to one little story I just thought of. When it came out that there was going to be the ability to do early voting, which early voting was on Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, and tomorrow, Monday, up until 12 noon, because the primary is Tuesday, they had a link, you know, there's stuff in the paper about doing it, but they didn't have the locations of the places where you could go. So I went to the web, because one of the TV stations had a big story on it, you know, it's on our web, blah, blah, blah. So I went to the web, click on it, and you basically wind up at a page on the county. And so there's a PDF, and I click on that and load it to get the locations of the voting places. No data, because it was all a graphical thing. So we may make 2 steps forward and still take 1 backwards.
Well, it'll give you something to do. That silence tells it all. I could see Steve saying, honey, you already give me enough to do.
I think you need to go drink a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Just because you said so, I will. I want to let everyone know that Steve Bauer is the editor extraordinaire for Tuesday Topics, heard here on Mainstream each week. So what you hear from that great show hosted by Paul Edwards is edited by none other than Steve Bauer. So I just owe him big time.
All right, well, I will disappear, but I just wanted to share my experience with the accessible voting because I thought it was such a cool thing to do. And I would encourage people, if they have the ability to vote early, in the few days before the election, because your vote's going to count, because the crowds are going to be much less, you're going to have less pressure, and I just think it's a cool way to do it.
Well, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that, and I'll be thinking about you when I look at the machines that we'll be using, and I'll let you know if they sound similar.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Steve.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a great guy.
Indeed.
866-666-7926. It's about 42 minutes past the hour here. We'll go till pretty much close to the top of the hour. And, of course, the hour being 7 to 8 Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. We on a Sunday night, 2 to 3 Monday morning Universal. Oh, we have another caller. Let's bring him in. Hi, you're with Jeff and Marlena.
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening,
Marlena. Oh, my gosh. It's Stan the Man from Oregon. Jeff, have you ever met Stan the Man from Oregon?
I have talked with him before, but I have never met him in person.
Oh, boy.
That's right. By the way, I as an aside question, I think I know where those 8 pounds went that Jeff was lost.
No, I got them.
Oh, we divided them up. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that was interesting, Stan. No. Yeah. Right. One of the things I wanted to ask is, and I know this is. Can you record? Because this is a question that a friend of mine asked me, and I figured I'd throw it out there. Can you record a Skype call without, let's say you're doing an interview, a Skype call without using a second computer to do it? Can you,
yes.
Like with SoundForge?
Not with SoundForge, but there are utilities that will do it, yes.
There are utilities. Can you offhand tell me so I can
pass
along?
Yes, the one that I use that I find to be the most reliable is called Skylook.
Okay.
And Skylook requires you to use it with Microsoft Outlook.
Okay. I think my friend uses Outlook, and I will pass it along.
But if you have two sound cards, you can record with SoundForge and Skype.
Well, you can.
But it's not. It's hard to do it. It's
definitely is worth the $19 or $29 fee for Skylook.
Yeah. There's one. There's one utility that's a competitor of Skype that uses a lot less bandwidth, but boy, it sounds like it too. And I forget the name of it right now, but it sounds horrible. A lot of distortion. But I love listening to Skype calls.
Yeah, I hate to talk on the phone anymore. I'd much rather be on Skype or have, like right now, I don't consider myself as being on the phone, you know. I'm hands-free. I'm sitting at my microphone, you know. I've gotten really, I just, being on the phone is like, blah.
Now, have you had, because I know, Marlena, you use WindowEye. And I know, I'm pretty sure Jeff uses JAWS.
No.
I use WindowEye as well.
He uses WindowEye.
Oh, see, I've heard him talk about JAWS so much sometimes, so I assume he, okay. Okay,
I use both, depending on what I'm doing, but I'm actually using WindowEye.
Have you done, I've heard there are a lot of accessibility issues with WindowEye and Skype, or are there?
There won't be. Yeah, well, we can't really talk too much about that, but yeah.
Just know that there won't
be. They're aware of the issues.
Okay, well then I can feel free to download Skype and get into the century.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just know that they're aware and that it's going to be good.
And by the way, really,
they are well aware of one of the most widely used applications by blind users today.
Yes.
By the way, I must say I'm very happy to see it a lot cooler. I know that I don't know about Washington State, but Oregon is very hot last week.
Oh, my gosh. We were 98, 99 degrees.
We were 106.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So that was horrible. But today we got down a nice, comfortable 80 degrees.
Oh, we're like 72.
Oh, that's like, I'm not a big fan of the real hot weather.
No, well, don't live in Phoenix where Jeff lives.
Oh,
or not,
Tucson.
Jeff doesn't live in
Phoenix.
No,
Phoenix.
Tucson.
Tucson, oh yeah, that's very hot country.
Not too bad this weekend, actually. Our high today, I think, was 83.
Oh, that's comfortable.
And well, yes, but it's an 83 with about 98% humidity.
Oh, that's right, because you guys are having that little disturbance from the little bringing in some nasty, moist air. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you can make believe you're in Texas.
Yesterday was the wettest day ever in Tucson in history.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And they say that we're within like a half an inch of becoming current on our rainfall, and we were, I think, 2.5-3 inches behind in our rainfall for the year. And that just shows you how much rain we're getting. Tonight there's a 70% chance of rain, which means it will rain. And it will rain all night if it continues on the pattern that it has the last three nights. I just hope there's not thunder so that I can actually sleep, because Jacinda goes nuts.
Yeah, so
well,
does Maryland.
Well, of course, there's one good thing. If there's rain and thunder, you know, a lot of the West has been plagued by dry lightning, which causes the fires and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want that.
No, you do not.
And so if you're going to have the thunder, and although I know how it drives dogs crazy, even if you have, you know, if you don't have a guide dog and you have a pet, some of them go real crazy with the with the thunder, and of course the 4th of July with the firecrackers.
Yeah, Madeline had a hard time with that.
And a friend of mine has a guide dog, and I guess there have been some dogs recently with the hot weather that have basically gone on strike.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't want to do it any more than anybody else does.
And of course, you know the kind of involvement I have. A friend has the same involvement in some of the transit issues, so meetings are our life. So
yeah,
we have 15,000 meetings to go to, and the dog saying, look, I am tired of this.
Yeah, yep.
Well, any rate.
Well, all right, Mr. Stan, you keep cool.
Yes, indeed.
And make some of those beans.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Jeff, it's nice talking to you as well. And
now, Stan, next week I will be hosting the Marina
program.
Oh,
you're not supposed to give it away yet?
Well, I was going to tell Stan that he needs to call and help eat up time next week.
Hey, you know what? I'm sure that you will have an interesting program. And
he will.
And I know that.
I hope so.
I always, well, almost always, except when I'm going someplace, I always listen to the Marlena program.
Yay!
Every week on ACB.
There you go. There you go. Send me an audio file of that. All right, Stan, the man from Oregon, I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed. Have a good week.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We can probably grab one more call if you get it in now. So Dr. Bishop is going to host this show next week. And
hey, do we want to talk about Main Menu real quick?
Yeah.
So
go
this week
it.
On Main Menu, we're going to have a presentation from Neil Ewers on the Sony Mini Disc. A brand new Sony mini disc recorder.
Ooh.
And we're going to be starting a series from Mary Emerson all about PC setup for those of us who are blind or visually impaired.
Ooh, very
from
cool.
Taking the PC out of the box to getting it all set up so it's really kind of more geared toward those that are a little less techie, but that's all right. That's what Main Menu is for.
Mary Emerson is a wonderful person. We have a call. We're going to bring him in because he's going to be our last caller. Should we bring him in?
Go right ahead.
Hey there, you're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
It's me again.
It's you again.
Daryl.
I know who you are, but I make sure
Hello,
everybody
Mr.
else
Shando.
Knows who you are.
I just wanted to say that I think what I would like to see is I think it would be good if we are going to receive, you know, benefits like Social Security.
Yeah.
It would be good if they are not tied to earnings, because I think that's a big reason, a big, huge, huge, huge reason why so many blind people are still unemployed.
Yeah, because I think people are afraid to lose that safety net.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
But do you think there should be a cap on it? I mean, what if someone's making $300,000 a year?
I think there should be some upper limit. I like something that, and I don't want to get, you know, too controversial here or whatever, but I'd like something that NFB was trying to propose, which would have kept the rules consistent with seniors.
Yeah, actually,
SSDI.
Actually, ACB is interested in that as well. So,
good to hear.
Yeah.
I didn't think that used to be the case, but
I'm not sure if it's the exact same proposal, but they're very interested in. In fact, there was a resolution this summer that discussed that one of its whereas clauses was that whereas the substantial gainful employment limit for senior citizens.
Because it's like 30,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
And so that would be a little more reasonable, I think. People would actually go out and, you know, seek employment and, you know, become more active.
Yeah,
I also think that if it's going to remain the way it is, and people are going to continue to receive welfare and Social Security and things, I think there should be a volunteer requirement.
Oh, now that's an interesting perspective.
So that they have to contribute to society.
Yeah.
Or stop receiving benefits.
Yeah. And contributing to society, you know, could be anything from working on ACB radio to, you know, working in the community to, you know, something that could be documented.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very interesting.
And it is an honor to be an ACB radio interactive broadcaster, and I'm looking forward to my first show in the near future.
Well, you make sure and call me up and let me know if you know, you know, when you actually get your time slot so we can promote you.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
And happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right.
Take care,
Daryl.
Bye, Marlena. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, Jeff, before we leave, I want to just really quickly let folks know that tomorrow night, that's 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, at www.ourplace.acbradio.org in the politics room, which is a space that is very generously donated to ACB Radio by George Byes from Talking Communities, we will be recording a new show. It's called Sports Fans Feedback, and it's going to be hosted by David Gross from Pittsburgh. And the show will probably air in about mid to late August, but we will be recording the first show tomorrow night. It's a half hour in length, and I sure know that David would appreciate as many supporters present as possible for his first show, and all you need, of course, is a microphone on your PC, just like you do for Tuesday Topics, or Bonnie's show, Books and Beyond. Did you catch her show this weekend? It premiered yesterday.
I did not catch it.
Ah, well, you'll have to catch it next week. Her guest next week is Jane Sheehan of Voice.
I'll get it on the replay, though.
Yeah, you will. You will. And so her show premiered this weekend, and I think that went well. And so we're getting all kinds of new stuff going on ACB Radio. So,
yeah.
So, so what are you going to do next week on my show?
Yeah.
What are you going to do to my show? I mean, on my show.
I'm going to wreck it. No.
Oh, dear.
I don't know yet. We'll definitely have something planned, and we'll get a notice out kind of early. And but we'll definitely have something planned. So.
Well, it'll be, no matter what you do, it'll be wonderful. And if I am home on time, which I certainly should be home, at least by the second hour anyway, I will.
Oh, good. You can call into the Marlena program.
I can call into my own show. that will be like weird, man. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
And then just a reminder for folks, on the 13th, we will be doing the show dealing with the life of Anne Sullivan Macy. On the 20th, we may have a celebrity, not Ronnie Millsap, but someone who makes reading quite pleasurable and easy when you want to download a book. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to be too audible about this. But that's not confirmed, so I'll just let you guess until then. So you got any wrap-up words, Dr. Bishop?
Nope.
Nope? Well, okay. Gosh.
But we'll see all of you next week, and have a great week.
Yeah.
Stay cool for those of you who are still experiencing the heat wave. And we'll be on next week. So, and tune into Main Menu.
Yeah. So now, did you finish telling us about Main Menu? I kind of
cut you off there.
Okay. Well, well, I think it's great that Mary Emerson is doing a series. I have a huge amount of admiration for her. She is a person who just has a tremendous amount of knowledge, not only about things technical, but about nutrition. And she's just a very practical gal. One of my favorite podcasts was her describing how she uses the Safeway website to go shopping. So that was a pretty good one.
She really has a really interesting way of presenting material, too. Just a very friendly style and very laid back.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be very enjoyable.
Yep.
So.
Well, I want to thank you in advance for doing my show next week, Dr. Bishop.
Not a problem.
And I'll have my boys listening. If you mess up, break your legs. Oh, no.
Hey.
I mean, break a leg. Break a leg. Good luck.
Hey there. I'm on the line.
Oh, Gary's on the line.
Hello there. Hello, world.
Hello, Gary. Quick, Gary, the board guy. We're running out of time.
You can drop Jeff, but Jeff, stay on the line.
Okay, Jeff, you stay on the line, and I'm going to drop you. All right. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a great party. And come back again next week and listen to Jeff Bishop, and I'll see you the following week. And if I can get the music going, we'll do that. There we go. Thanks,
I'm
guys.
I'm Marlena.
And this is the music of Lee Rettenhauer, a little dolphin dreamin', as we go out for this week. It's been a joy to be with you. And I hope you'll come back next week right here on ACB Radio Mainstream. Let me thank the team that helps make all of this happen. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK. Jeff Shang in Australia. And Gary the Board Guy in the other room. We'll be back again, same time, same place, next week here on ACB Radio Mainstream. But if you'd like to send me an email in the meantime, you can address it to Marlena. That's MARLAINA at acbradio.org. Till we're together again, have a great week, and we'll see you next time, right here on Mainstream.